Of the Earth's hemisphere, it was kind of looked like a satellite. It was cigar shaped. It had geodesic domes above, below, to the left, to the right, and both ends of. And although it was a low resolution picture, it was very close up. This thing was hanging in space. The Earth's hemisphere was visible below it. And no rivets, no seams, none of the stuff associated with normal man made manufacturing.
Is it possible this is an artist's impression?
I don't know. No, for me it was more than coincidence. I mean, this woman had said, this is what happens in this building, in this space centre. I went into that building, that space centre, and saw exactly that. And the folders were even called unprocessed and processed, or raw and filtered or something, so...
Do you have a copy of this? It came down to your machine?
No, it came... The graphical remote viewer works frame by frame. It's a Java application, so it's not... Nothing saved on your hard drive, or at least if it is, only, you know, one frame at a time might be.
So did you get the one frame?
Nope.
What happened?
Well, once I was cut off and my picture disappeared, I was just
You were actually cut
pissed.
Off at
oh,
the
yeah.
time you were downloading the picture?
Yeah, I saw the guy's hand move across. And bear in mind, you're not downloading it, you're viewing it remotely, so in a way it is downloading because the picture's coming from there to yours, but you're not downloading it as a named file to your hard drive, you're viewing it through an application.
I mean... If I was to go and look for pictures that you've described, I'd make blooming sure that I could record everything that happened on my machine. Is there a way to do that?
I think there probably was a screenshot function in Remotely Anywhere, which I didn't use. I mean, I'm sitting there bedazzled, you know, thinking, crikey, this really is looking weirder and weirder than the more that comes of it. And also, I thought that I was safe there. I didn't think I'd be caught. You know, three quarters of the way through of looking at the first picture I'd looked at. And also I was amazed that it was how she said it would be. So
you were cut off while you were looking at this picture. A few months later, you were caught. What happened on that day?
National High-Tech Crime Unit knocks on your door early in the morning. I'd been asleep for about an hour, I think. So I was very groggy.
You weren't up all night hacking, by any chance?
I was, yes. But fortunately for me, they'd been monitoring me for 3 months beforehand and saw that I wasn't doing damage, that I was snooping around. So it was good in a way. Yeah, that was March 2002, and they said, oh, you might get 6 months or so community service. Next thing I know, November 2002, 6 months has turned into 60 years in an American jail.
Why do they think that sentence is suitable for you?
They've written some new cybercrime laws, and if... When I was following my case,